Bank of Cardiff. This is Patrick.
Yeah, how you doing? I actually got a voicemail from you.
Oh, yeah. Could I get your name and company name real quick?
Yeah, my name is Chris, and my company name is Roscoe Brothers, INC.
Okay. Let me just pull you up real quick, Chris.
Sure.
How's your day going?
Pretty good, man.
All right. Yeah, looks like I got you real quick. Yeah, was that regarding some equipment financing and working capital call?
Yeah. You mentioned something about $250K.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we got you pre-approved for $250K for any working capital or equipment financing you guys might be needing. So, just kind of wanted to touch base, see how business is going over there, and see if you guys needed any financing coming up.
Hey. Okay. Yeah. So, how do I get that $250K?
Well, I mean, we got a few different programs. Both we do equipment financing and working capital. Is there one in particular that you're more interested in?
The working capital.
Okay, okay. Are you familiar with working capital at all?
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar.
Okay, have you ever had a working capital loan out before? I mean, looking at first time, or, I mean, do you have any other capital loans out that you've done before with your business?
We have a few years back.
Okay, okay. Well, how much were you looking to get right now? I know you mentioned that $250K.
Yeah, I was just hoping actually to get the whole thing. What's your rate on that, though?
Well, it depends on a few things. It's actually based completely off gross annual sales, so, generally we'll be able to free about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So, you know what you did in sales last year?
Last year we did about 1.5.
Okay, and what exactly is it you guys do over there? That's pretty good.
We basically we're a construction company.
Okay, are you guys like commercial, residential?
We do both, but mainly commercial.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big year, it sounds like, too. Is that kind of what you guys are on projection for this year as well?
We're trending a little bit above that, which is why I needed that capital. But typically, if you could, like, what would you say, like, what's the typical rate that most of your customers get?
Well, with that capital, like I said, too, it is based on sales. There are a few other things that are taken into consideration on that, too. Like your credit, time in business, things like that. But before, I could end up giving you an actual hard number on some terms. It depends on, completely what you would look like more on paper and, what exactly you would be looking to do with it. How is your credit, though? Is it good, bad, and, somewhere in the middle?
It's pretty good.
And that's good, too. You guys had good sales, too, so, we probably would be able to get you somewhere around that 250 ballpark. We do have credit programs that work with credit tiers A to D, so you did have a good credit and as well as those good sales, so we probably would be able to get you in one of our top programs. Have you looked anywhere else for funding?
We really haven't looked into it with our local bank, but I mean, I got your voicemail, kind of happened to be right time, right place, you know what I mean?
For sure. Just kind of shopping around, getting a good feel for what you guys might be getting into in the future, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, but I mean, Patrick, right? Is that your
yes,
name?
Sir. Yep.
Okay. Typically, though, I mean, you're still not like giving me a number. What would you say, like, you guys start off at? It doesn't have to be exact. I know all those things come into play, like my credit. And,
yeah, definitely. Well, we do have programs that start with, at 0%, from dirt cheap to, more expensive, depending, if your credit isn't so good, sales, whatnot. But yeah, it does, we have programs, from dirt cheap to, pretty high. So with your credit and your sales, we'd probably be able to get you in a pretty good one, definitely with that.
Okay.
What kind of ballpark were you, expecting to get?
What do you mean, what kind of ballpark?
With, some terms and, rates. You mentioned
terms?
That you haven't, you're right, go ahead.
Yeah, what rate am I looking for?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned you haven't really looked around for any other shopping too, or any other loans, so...
Yeah, yeah, no, I was just looking for something good. I don't think last time we took out a loan, it was like, I want to say 12%.
Right. How much did you guys take out last time, too? You said that was I'm sorry.
Yeah, last time we took out was around 100K.
Okay, and you said that was a working capital loan as well, too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, how long ago did you guys do that one?
That was about 2 years ago. So.
Okay.
How long have you guys been in business for?
15 years, actually, so, okay. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Where did you actually take that one, that capital loan out with earlier, too?
What do you mean, where?
I have you, looks like your UCC information on my screen here as you guys down with Wells Fargo. Is that the same capital you guys did with?
No, actually, it was with OnDeck.
Okay, OnDeck. Okay, you know, how was that? Are you guys, how much more of that you guys have left? Have you guys paid almost all of it off?
Oh, yeah, no, we already paid it off. It was good. You know, it worked out. So, which is why we got a few more projects, and I want to be able to.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I mean, past financing is something that is taken into consideration too. But yeah, I mean, you know, could you just tell me a little bit more about, you know, what exactly you're going to use these funds for? You know, are you going to use them for, you know, payroll, materials? You know, where specifically were you going to plan on using it?
Yeah, I was going to use the money for. To buy materials for my projects, like cabinets, schools, the railings, some desks. We do a lot of church mill work.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, and you know, with our working capital, it is unsecured too. So, you know, you can use that. You know, wherever you do see fit. With that old working capital one you had with OnDeck, was that one secured or was that unsecured?
It was unsecured.
Okay. Yeah, that's always a good one to have too. Yeah, and then, you know, what are you expecting to get on your return on investment or your ROI? You know, are you expecting to get a lot back with these, I'm assuming?
Yeah, our return, we do about, my margin's around 40%.
Wow, yeah, that's, you know, that's pretty good, too.
Yeah, it's a decent margin, so.
How long have you been in business for?
We've been in business now for about 2.5 years.
Okay, that's, you know, not too bad, too. Sounds like you guys are doing pretty well for that, that little amount of time period. How did you end up getting into the industry?
You know, it's my brother was starting the business, and he kind of brought me on.
Okay, well, yeah, that's always nice too.
Yeah,
should you had some experience with that. And is he does he have any ownership with you, or are you the sole owner of your business?
Oh, no, yeah, good question. We're 50-50.
Right, yeah, I was kind of assuming that by the name too. And, you know, you said you guys, when did you need this by, too? You said you were just looking for, you know, future reference.
Actually, we needed ASAP. We got a project coming up, and wanted to be able to get this money.
Yeah, not lose out on some jobs. Well, yeah, that's good with us, too. You know, one of our bread and butter is, you know, we do 24-hour approval, and then after that approval, it's about 48 hours between after funding. So, you know, we are pretty quick with that, and it is Monday. So, you know, if we did get the ball rolling, we might be able to get you funded, you know, probably Thursday, Friday at the latest, if things go really smoothly. You know, just a little bit more information I need to gather from you before, you know, I get you some hard terms on this, but you know, I can send you over the app and then a list of documents I need. Do you have an email address I can shoot that over to?
Yeah, it's chris@roscoebrothers.com.
Okay, perfect. And all right, I'll send you over the app and then a little description, but it's just going to be a pretty straightforward one-page app, and then 6 months bank statements and your most recent tax return. Do you guys take credit cards over there?
We do not take credit cards.
Okay, perfect. And then, if I don't hear back from you too, when's the best time for me to follow up? If I don't, get an app back by today, is it right if I give you a call tomorrow?
You know, give me a couple days, to take a look at it and talk it over with my brother.
All right. Yeah, that works too. But yeah, I'll go ahead and attach that in the email too. You know, you got my information as well, but, you know, if you do have any questions, you can go ahead and give me a call or email. As soon as you get that app back to me, though, you can email or fax it, but I'll shoot it over to my underwriters. We do work pretty fast, so, you know, the sooner you get that back to me, the sooner I'll be able to get you, you know, some actual terms that we'll be able to do for you.
Okay, so you're not, when you guys present the terms for the rate, you're gonna, you said if I qualify for the best tier, I'll get 0%.
Yeah, I mean, it's around there, you know. I don't want to give you any unrealistic ideas, but, you know, you do have good credit. Do you know exactly, you know, what your credit was? I know you said you had good credit.
Yeah, it's like 800.
Well, that's, you know, really good. Yeah, your sales are good, too. Yeah, we probably will be able to get you in one of our better programs for sure. You know, it just depends a lot on what you look like on paper, you know, after you get those bank statements and, you know, those tax return, everything like that. And it is based on sales, so.
Sounds too good to be true, you know, working capital for 0%. I don't know how you can do that.
Yeah, you know, not a lot of people do qualify for that zero, but, you know, that is what the range goes. And
what are the requirements for that program?
For the zero?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to, you're going to have to have real good credit, you know, good sales, got those too. And then, you know, your finance history is pretty clean as well. You know, you guys have that working capital out. Like, sounds to me like you guys paid it all off. You know, you haven't been in business for too long. You know, that might be one factor, but, you know, your history does look pretty clean. You know, but yeah, you know, it really just depends, you know, solely on what you look like on paper and, you know, for our underwriters in that department, but. You know, it sounds like we definitely will be able to get you in a good good program for sure.
Okay, great, man.
Well, any other questions I can ask or answer for you real quick?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Chris. And, you know, as soon as we get off, I'll send you over that app. And then, you know, whenever you get it back, just go ahead and get it over to me, and I'll get things going from there.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it, man.
Yep, thanks for your time.
All right.